here's a story from The World.
It's a tough time in Brazil right now. To put things mildly, nearly 3,800 people there died from COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, a new record in that country. And as if that wasn't bad enough, Brazil is now in the midst of what many are calling its worst military crisis since the 1970s. Back then, Brazil was ruled by a military dictatorship. This week's crisis was prompted by a major reshuffling of President Jair Bolsonaro's cabinet. From southern Brazil, Michael Fox has the latest.
Unprecedented. That's the word being used to describe the military crisis unfolding in Brazil. On Tuesday, the heads of the Brazilian Navy, Army, and Air Force jointly handed in their resignations in protest to President Jair Bolsonaro's removal of Defense Minister Fernando Azevedo e Silva amid a major government shakeup. Bolsonaro pushed out six leading members of his cabinet on Monday. Half of the replacements are centrists. The other half are longtime Bolsonaro loyalists. Brazilian political scientist Luciano da Hoz says it's a power move to place the military, police, and his liaison with the judicial system more firmly under his control. He says Bolsonaro made concessions to the centrist political forces in order to do what he really wanted, to double down on the strengthening of the coercive capacity of the government, not the state, but the Bolsonaro government. That point is key.
And in fact, we know that the reshuffling of the cabinet and the firing of some members of the armed forces, including the Secretary of the Minister of Defense, were done because Bolsonaro expected from them the total submission. I mean, he sees the army, as he has called it, quote unquote, his army, rather than a state institution.
That's Federico Finkelstein, an Argentine historian who has written extensively about fascism and populism in Brazil and Latin America.
I am extremely concerned about the future of democracy in Brazil. This is, in my view, a manufactured crisis from a leader that expects a kind of anti-democratic submission to the president from the armed forces.
Bolsonaro is a former military captain who served under the dictatorship that ran from 1964 through 1985. The Brazilian military is a major force in Bolsonaro's government, both in his coalition and among top cabinet officials. He has more than at any point since the dictatorship. His vice president, General Hamilton Mourão, served in the Brazilian army for almost five decades. We don't know exactly what happened to spark the ouster of the defense minister and the defection of the heads of the armed forces. But Lucas Rezende, a professor at the Federal University of Santa Catarina, says there is one clear hypothesis.
Most likely what he ordered the military commanders was something like putting the military on the streets in these states or cities that the governors or the mayors decided on some kind of local social restrictions.
Bolsonaro has fought local and regional lockdowns since the beginning of the pandemic.
Agora, o terreno fértil para a ditadura é exatamente a miséria, a fome, a pobreza.
That's him, a week and a half ago, telling supporters that social restrictions from local authorities were paving the way for a dictatorship by pushing the country towards social crisis. The moment will come, he said. I hope it doesn't, but the moment will come. Bolsonaro's congressman's son Eduardo took to social media over the weekend to encourage police riots against governors who adopt social isolation measures. This week, one of Bolsonaro's top allies in Congress proposed to fast-track a bill that, if approved, would give the president exceptional powers to combat the pandemic with force. It was overwhelmingly rejected. Opposition parties called it an attempted coup. All of this comes amid today's anniversary of the coup d'etat, which sank Brazil into a military dictatorship.
Atenção, Brasil! As tropas do segundo exército, sob o comando do general...
On March 31st, 1964, the Brazilian military overthrew the president, starting a military regime that would last for two decades. Hundreds were disappeared, thousands were imprisoned. Roughly 30,000 were tortured, according to a 2007 report from a government commission investigating state crimes. But after taking power in 2019, Bolsonaro called on his supporters to commemorate the date with fireworks and celebrations. Several are planned to take place today. That's Bolsonaro celebrating in Brasilia in 2019 in a video montage shared over Twitter. He says, this is the date the military saved Brazil from becoming another Cuba. March 31st is our day of freedom. Bolsonaro's new defense minister issued an official note last night calling on the population to, quote, understand and celebrate today's anniversary. The timing here is no accident, says Professor Hezengi.
There is absolutely and certainly a connection between the celebration of the coup d'etat in 1964 and the timing Bolsonaro decided to ask the armed forces to do what shouldn't be done by the Constitution. Bolsonaro has long and many times repeated how he misses the dictatorship and how the dictatorship was too soft.
Hezengi's outlook for the coming months is bleak. He believes we could either see a coup by the military against Bolsonaro, a Bolsonaro authoritarian power grab if he can force the military to his will, or Bolsonaro's own impeachment. Other analysts point out that the resignations of top military officials are an important sign that Bolsonaro is losing support from the armed forces just a year and a half from the country's next presidential election. But while this may be a sign of weakness, this is also a moment of crisis in politics, in the military, and the health system, with the still uncontrolled spread of COVID-19. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.